Your luck changes when you get married. Let me give an example. Anyone here getting lucky tonight? That's single people saying yes. Married people are like, I don't know, fucking ask her. I've been married 5 years and I haven't been lucky in, let me see, five. Wait, when was my son born? 2 years ago. So count backwards. 2 years, 9 months. So don't feel bad. If you're single, at least you know where you stand. Because if you go to the club and the girl goes home with you, chances are you're getting lucky. If she doesn't go home with you, chances are you're not getting lucky. I go home with my wife every night, nothing. And your friends, they think you're lucky. You know, they think that there's no possible way on earth that a woman would ever want to be with you. You have to get lucky. And they'll tell you you're lucky. You know, your friend will call you up and be like, hey, did you get lucky last night? Even your friend thinks you're a piece of shit. But they hang out with you because they want your luck to rub off on them. They're like, oh man, you're such a lucky bastard. And if they get drunk enough, they'll tell you. They'll be like, oh man, I'm so lucky to have you as a friend. I'm so lucky. For women, it's the exact opposite. Women know that luck has nothing to do with it. A woman will call up her girlfriend the next day and be like, so, did you fuck him? I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't lie to my wife when we got married. I pretty much haven't. I don't tell her everything. You know, I don't tell her what I think of her parents. She knows. You know, I don't tell her what I think of her shoes. You know, I think they look like every other pair of shoes. And let me ask you a question. What shoe do you think looks better, this one or this one? This one or this one? They look exactly the same, don't they? Now you know how I feel. But I had, before that, I had a lot of one-date-onlys because I couldn't figure out a way to tell the girl that I wasn't actually a fighter pilot. And we weren't going up later in my F-14 Tomcat. And tomorrow we're supposed to double with my friend who drives the stealth bomber. So I learned, instead of making up these elaborate stories, I just learned to play dumb. Play it, brothers. Women love dumb guys. They're very forgiving that way. You could be broke, dumb, ugly, not all three. And, you know, your girlfriend may not think she's the smartest person on earth, but she knows she's smarter than you. My girlfriend in college broke up with me because she found out I had higher SAT scores than her. And I couldn't understand the hostility. I was like, she was like, so you're just lazy? I'm like, yeah. She's like, that's why you get bad grades? I'm like, yeah, what'd you think, I was an idiot? If you hear your girlfriend say, I love you very much, what she's saying is, I think you're the biggest dope I've ever dated. We get back in our own way, though, don't we? We've convinced women that thongs are comfortable. Now, I've never worn a thong, but I've worn a jock strap. And when the straps get too close to the jock, it hurts like hell. I can't help but think there's a bunch of guys in a lab high-fiving each other like, yes, we did it, we convinced them. From time to time, women lose their mind. They love to cry. They love to cry about happy things, cry for sad things. If my wife has nothing to cry about, she will rent a movie and make herself cry. But they hate it when men cry. If they see a man cry, they're like, pussy. You know, you'll see a son, they'll pick up their son, they'll be like, don't cry, don't cry. But if they pick up a daughter, they won't shush her. They're like, get used to it, honey. It's like this every day. I didn't know how important money was to women until I was married. I got an investment deal like 7 years ago, and I lost a couple hundred bucks. And nothing to sneeze at, but it was, you know, I'm over it. 7 years now, and My wife was talking about it last week, and she said, you know, you should call somebody and try and get our money back. And, you know, we've been married 5 years, dated and engaged for about a year and a half, and I was like, oh, it was 7 years ago. We were just dating then. Our money. She just had this look on her face like, you heard me, hillbilly. That's another thing. If you ever hear a woman say, you're not romantic anymore, what it means is you haven't bought me anything lately.